Chapter 4. Salem House. The change of coach went smoothly enough, though I found my next 17-hour ride less than comfortable. I was squished between two large gentlemen and nearly smothered when they both fell asleep and leaned toward me on each side. By the time we reached London, I was hungry and exhausted. I found no one waited for me at the station. All kinds of imaginary fates skipped through my head before a gaunt young man, with hollow cheeks and a black beard, finally arrived to take me to school. Mr. Mell was one of my new schoolmasters. The school itself was a grim, brick building surrounded by a high wall. A man with a surly face and a wooden leg let us in the battered door in the wall. Mr. Mell led me to an empty classroom. When I asked where the other boys were, he explained that the whole school had gone home for holiday time. I looked around the dirty room and wrinkled my nose at the smell of moldy fabric and rotten apples. I walked through the long row of desks until I came to a beautifully lettered sign lying on a desk. It said, "Take care of him. He bites." I scrambled up on the nearest desk and looked around in case a mad dog was lurking in the dim corners of the room. Mr. Mell asked why I was on the desk.
"I am looking for the dog," I said.
"Dog?" he echoed. "What dog?"
"The one that must be taken care of," I said. "The one that bites."
Mr. Mell looked very sad then.
"That's not a dog, Copperfield. That's a boy. My instructions are to put that sign on your back."
He handed me down from the desk and hung the sign on my back like a knapsack. I was terribly embarrassed and tried to hide the sign whenever I could in the days ahead. Whenever the cruel man with the wooden leg spotted me, he would shout,
"You, sir, Copperfield, show that sign or I'll report you."
Mr. Mell was never harsh with me. We passed the days until the return of the other boys in quiet lessons. I found these lessons much superior to the teaching of the Murdstones, but not nearly as good as those from my own dear mother. At the end of the holiday, the first person I met was the head of the school, Mr. Creakle. He announced that he admired my stepfather. I could see no good coming to me from that, and none did. Mr. Creakle was fond of pinching, smacking, and hitting boys with his cane. He often entered our classroom and struck students at random. The only good point to the man was that he found my sign got in the way of smacking me and soon had it discarded. One of Creakle's favorite targets for beating was Tommy Traddles, who was my first friend at school. Traddles introduced me to each of the other boys in turn. I quickly felt I was part of the group. Most of these children blur in my memory, but for Tommy and Jay Steerforth. Steerforth was 6 years older than me and considered an amazing scholar. I thought him quite good-looking and admired him tremendously.
"What money do you have, Copperfield?" Steerforth asked on meeting me.
7 shillings.
"You should let me look after your money," he said, "if you like."
I handed it over quickly, and he recommended I spend some on sweets and drinks. Before I knew it, my entire fortune was spent on treats. We had a grand party in the moonlight of our dormitory, and I felt honored to share with my new friends. Though Creakle lashed every boy at some time or other, he never touched Steerforth. Steerforth insisted it was because Creakle was afraid of what he might do.
"What would you do?" one of the youngest boys asked.
"I'd knock him down," Steerforth said, "and that would be just the beginning."
We never doubted for a moment that our hero would do just exactly that. My admiration for Steerforth dimmed only once, when he provoked a needless argument with Mr. Mell and got the kind young teacher fired. I was completely confused to see my hero do such a shoddy thing.
"Don't worry about him," Steerforth assured us. "You know I'll write home and take care that Mr. Mell gets some money."
This redeemed him completely in my eyes. The good-natured friendship of Tommy Traddles and surprising support of Steerforth were the high points of my school days. The lessons were poorly taught, the food was dreadful, yet I still preferred it to a single moment with my new stepfather or his dreadful sister.